Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Hi, welcome to the Friday Catch-Up. It's the end of a long first full week of 2026. And if your New Year's resolutions are already looking a bit shaky, don't worry, because today's Quitter's Day and you're definitely not alone. Pack chat ahead, we'll be looking at the pros and cons of government saying no to the massive EU Mercosur deal, Elon Musk's Grok AI and non-consensual deepfakes flooding social media, the Irish hopefuls at this weekend's Golden Globes and back to school, and toxic WhatsApp groups. Those are plenty to rattle through there. We're joined by Kevin Doyle, Executive Editor at the Irish Independent, and Jen Hogan, Journalist with the Irish Times. First, let's have a blast of this. Yep. Britney Spears there with Toxic, which leads us nicely into our first topic. Hollywood actress Ashley Tisdale is breaking up with her toxic mum's WhatsApp group. In her words, she thought she'd found her village, but it ended up being like high school all over again. So we're going to, the experience of WhatsApp groups. Jen, do you love them?
Have you counted how many WhatsApp groups you're actually on?
I haven't the patience. But a lot more than the average person, obviously, because of all the kids and all the activities, all the class groups, all the activities, the family groups. Me and Kevin are now in a WhatsApp group.
We were outside for 10 minutes, which means we're obviously
in a WhatsApp group. Yeah. So there's when you think of all the different things that you have, the family WhatsApp groups, the work WhatsApp groups, there's so many different ones. But once they go to school, it enters a different level altogether, because you have to be in the class one. You have to be in it, because otherwise you miss all the messages and the different things. And, you know, if you're me, chances are you've lost something, or weren't aware something was on, and you need some parent to confirm that.
Find though on that, somebody throws in, you know, what is a tracksuit or uniform tomorrow? And somebody says it's uniform. The question's answered, but then there's five more contributions.
Absolutely.
Kind of going.
I'm new to the school WhatsApp group. So my little one started in September. So I've only had one term of experience of this.
Now, have you actually engaged? Because in my experience, there is never any male voices on the WhatsApp.
This is exactly it, Katie. That's exactly what I was going
to say. We
have
a side group.
The counselling session. They're at it again.
Look what they're talking about.
So are you?
No, it's exactly that, right? So in the group, there is a mix of the dads and the mums, and I cannot remember the last time a dad actually posted anything. One might have put one in going, did anyone see Johnny's flask? Because they were probably in trouble at home for having not brought it home.
But can you get milk? And then the follow-up from the other half of the relationship going, you're in the wrong
group. No, but I think there is a gender thing there, particularly when it comes
because
to those.
Because you're cute enough to mute them and not opt in. That's the thing. Now, is the men deliberately?
I don't mute. Oh no, I lurk. It's a different thing.
But you're in it. Which is great. And fair play to your wife for getting you in there, because whoever sets them up always just puts the women in.
Lurk. Sounds a bit sinister though, doesn't it?
I like to know what's going on a lot of the time.
How do you, there's no WhatsApp group on earth that hasn't gone a bit rogue at some stage. Somebody puts in something, everybody else feels a bit uncomfortable about it. Would you, Jen, as somebody who's had a huge amount of experience, how do you deal with that? Do you ignore it?
That's what the subgroup is for. Every WhatsApp group has a subgroup, and if you're going, well, no, my WhatsApp group doesn't have a subgroup, that just means you're not cool enough to be in it, really. And that's something that we have to make our peace with. Yeah, I think
COVID was, you know, early COVID, first lockdown, and somebody puts that message in going, they're sending out the army and the trucks, don't leave this council, there's going to be martial law declared in the morning. And then somebody goes, listen, that's fake news. And then somebody else chimes in going, no, it's not. My cousin's auntie's father's uncle's brother swears to God and he's in the army.
And how could you talk about that without the subgroup?
The neighbourhood ones are even better than the school ones. This is something we talk about in work a bit. We all compare what's happening in our neighbourhood WhatsApp groups. The examples where somebody has seen the foxes and they're leaving ham out because they're putting in nice pictures of the foxes were in my back garden last night, and then someone else is going ballistic, don't feed the foxes, they're rodents, they're trouble, and then the whole thing explodes for 3 days talking about the foxes. I love those ones.
Yeah, I love that. There's nothing like the neighbourhood WhatsApp group. It is literally it's that place where
there's a young lad in a hoodie up at the green.
It's probably my son.
It's my son. I sent him out for a jog.
Just checking in our group. Is that a Hogan boy or what? Because there's so many.
Okay. We need to move on. More serious issue. The Grok controversy this week. A lot of talk about it, obviously. Grok AI feature that the nudifying feature is what it's been called. You can publish unfiltered deepfake nude images. Very loud alarm bells raised. Now, am I being cynical or do we think that the way that this was pushed out, huge international controversy around it, and then suddenly it goes behind a paywall. It's still there, but now he's going to get people to pay for it.
I can't believe you were cynical, Katie. I can't believe it. On a Friday evening and everything. I think this is a win-win for the people behind it. Grok is the number one downloaded app in Ireland this week. So what does that tell you about where this has all gone? There is a curiosity factor about this. Most people, maybe not most people, but I would say a huge percentage of the population didn't know what Grok was on Monday. Everybody knows what it is now.
So do you think it was planned? This was a marketing strategy. Put it out there. Let all the governments and the advocates and agencies.
I don't know that they could have seen that it would play out the way it did, that just everybody in the world seemed to get nudified during the week. It may not have been to get as big as this, but yeah, I think it was definitely a cynical ploy to gain traction for it.
Because Jen, nobody of the sort of most engaged demographic in social media uses Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it. So they kind of needed a bit of a push.
And now all of a sudden everybody's aware of it. Everybody's aware of Grok. Everybody, they literally have... You know when they say there's no such thing as bad publicity? Well, obviously this is pretty atrocious publicity. They have got the publicity and brought so much attention to their platform to the people who are ignoring it. But it is absolutely beyond horrific that this was even able to be a thing. I mean, when you just think of the people that felt vulnerable because of it, that they could do this to kind of women
and children. Yeah, we spoke to
Daisy Dixon
during the week, and she was describing how she felt when how discombobulating it is, because it's you and it's not you, but then your immediate thought is, oh my God, who is seeing this and who does? And because they are so real, it's basically absolutely realistic. That's the whole point of it.
Yeah.
It's very hard to explain to people what's going on.
It might be a good thing, and bear with me for a second, but this is happening anyway. We're just not seeing it. The people who want to find this type of content and can find it, it all exists there. AI is doing it. Various dark sides of social media are pushing it forward. It may not have been showing up on my Twitter feed last week in the way that it was this week because of Grok. And now it has sparked a conversation where suddenly it's on the front pages of the newspapers. You guys are talking to people about it here. Ministers are suddenly dropping off X and saying this is a terrible platform, even though we've all known that for a very long time.
It's like the town notice board for the village in Blazing Saddles.
Exactly, yeah. So it has exposed something that was there anyway and brought it to the fore. And maybe now the legislators might think that they need to act.
Would you be encouraged at all by the fact that there's going to be a meeting between the relevant minister and X? Because like most people's complaint about dealing with X was on that front was, you know, they don't answer media queries. There's no political engagement with the Rochdis committees. Is this better than nothing?
I mean, it's better than nothing. You'd hope to see there'll be some action. We were chatting outside even about if you've ever come across any kind of problematic material on X or Twitter as it was before, you can report it, nothing ever happens. So you'd hope maybe there is going to be a meeting now, there'll be an opportunity to address some of the other issues, this too, and something might happen. But
they don't care.
I don't know.
They
I don't
won't.
Know. Is
I don't
it
think
just
they change. As Katie says, like you don't do this and then march into the minister and go terribly sorry about that thing that we knew we were doing. The minister has done well to get a reply is, I think, the experience for people. That's about the height of it.
But as parents, would you be very worried about where we're going here?
Yeah, I think every parent is. And I think even yesterday, the comment yesterday where the thing were put back on the people who were posting as opposed to the platform for Patrick O'Donovan. I think that every parent in particular would have been horrified by that. Obviously, the people who are doing this, that's so wrong. But if we're not going to hold the platforms accountable, particularly when we know the sort of content that young people are being exposed to, we know how harmful it is. It is terrifying. And then to realise that you could then post an innocent picture, and people do post pictures just sharing. Well, I know we're hearing lots about the dangers of sharing imagery, but if they're sharing what they believe to be an innocent picture, somebody gets hold of a picture of their child, and what could happen? It's beyond your worst thoughts to think someone's doing that to you.
Or what the ex-Interpol, ex-Garda, ex-Interpol officer Mick Moran was saying there the other day on the radio, or if some kid decided to act the fool and change somebody's photo by way of what they thought were a prank, and then all of a sudden they've generated an image that puts them on the wrong side of the law in Tulsa.
Because of Cuoco's law now.
Yeah. Yeah. There's that, but there's also, and you know, lots of people put pictures of their children on social media, you know, nice pictures at the Christmas tree or whatever it is, that's lovely. And you don't know what that image is being used for now, because you might never see that, but that could be taken and is away somewhere in some dark recess of a terrible website somewhere else that has been AI changed. And it's your child's head sitting there that somebody somewhere is looking at. It's terrifying.
Mm. We move on to, I'm just looking at the clock, Golden Globes. Mm. Have any of you seen Hamlet yet?
No.
Not yet. I've heard it's devastating.
Yeah, it's, I mean, obviously all the talk is of the Kerry actress and indeed of
Paul. There's a Kildare actor in there.
There is a Kildare actor.
It's the other Kerry-Kildare combo, I was just saying.
Yeah.
But it looks like we might have a day out
all
this
eyes.
Year. Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. All eyes on Jessie Buckley and great hopes for her after after her win with the Critics' Choice Award. And Paul Mescal is there as well as support for supporting actor. But they're not the only people of Irish interest. All Her Fault, you know, the series based on the book by author Andre Amara, that is also up for Best Limited Series.
And then, somebody texted in to say that Irlo Linnard has done the music on The Sinners, so there's Irish interest. There's plenty of Irish music in it, so there we go.
We're on a comeback on the acting front. I think it's great now that we've kind of dumped Eurovision and we realise that we're terrible at it, and we're going back and our culture again is going to be acting. So obviously we had Cillian Murphy last year, we had Banshees of Inisherin the year before, Colleen Kuhn. We're on some run for the Oscars. So if Jessie Buckley could bring it home for Kerry, it would be a fantastic string of years of Ireland and green carpets. And the Oscars this year are on St. Patrick's weekend.
Yeah. Are Jed Edward and Paul Mescal from the same corner of Kildare?
Are you Googling that now?
Yeah, I am actually. I'm Googling that now. I talked to Jed Edward from around League Slippers.
You are
Salvage
so desperate to big up Kildare, aren't you?
I am,
not from
Rathangan.
I thought they were from Lincoln.
I beg your pardon. They're from Rathangan.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, no another place. Apologies to Rathangan, which produced
evening,
Brian Dowling and Bruce Springsteen and Jed Edward. Paul Mescal is further north in Kildare. Yeah, sorry about that.
Have you, this is Quitter's Day, have you quit?
Have I started as well? I've bought, my plan and my resolution for this year was to become more organised. So I got a diary. I have yet to write in it, but I have it. So
okay,
it's a start. I haven't quit
there.
Yet.
Kevin's one is continue lurking.
Continue lurking. I'm fine with that. I'm comfortable with that, Colm. I think January is the worst time to try and change your life. It's post-Christmas. You've eaten all the chocolates. You're feeling fat. It's dark evenings. It's cold. It's wet. February is grand. We'll get to it in February.
Okay. Many thanks, Jen and Kevin.